You don't have to be a rocket scientist to help realize a mission to Mars. Become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
You don't have to be a machine learning engineer to help make the future a smarter place. Become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
So imagine you had around 400 senior leaders and thinkers from around the world gathered in one room for 2 days to think about the future of the global economy and how to make it better. What would you want to talk about first? It's not just a thought experiment. That's exactly what is going to happen in Singapore this November at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum. And this being a Mike Bloomberg production, they're going to talk about a lot, including climate change, technology and finance, the future of cities, and the challenge of inclusion. I'm Stephanie Flanders, head of Bloomberg Economics. I'm starting the conversation early with the New Economy Podcasts, a 6-part series involving some of Bloomberg's smartest analysts and reporters.
International relations as a discipline hasn't come up with any new paradigm since ancient Greece, which I think reflects badly on international relations scholars.
I have never seen anything like this plant at Rolls-Royce. The robots operating behind the windows of the big boxes are constantly self-optimizing, that is, remeasuring themselves.
When I started investigating the Green Book, I discovered that many trade experts hadn't heard of it. I asked the Chinese government to talk to me about it, but I hit a brick wall of silence.
Mounting segregation, mounting poverty, massive concentrated disadvantage. This geography of haves and have-nots is creating the greatest political backlash and the greatest political crisis of our time.
I read a lot of science fiction, and I know that about one-third of science fiction scenarios tend to come true. So.
That's The New Economy, coming October 29th.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to help realize a mission to Mars. Become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Osage County, Oklahoma is getting a lot of attention right now. It's the setting of Martin Scorsese's latest film, Killers of the Flower Moon. The movie is based on a book about the 1920s Osage murders, when white men poured into Osage County and killed Osage people for their oil wealth. I'm Rachel Adams Heard, the host of In Trust, a podcast from Bloomberg and iHeartMedia. For over a year, I was reporting a different story about other ways white people got Osage land and wealth, and how a prominent ranching family in Osage County became one of the biggest landowners here. Their ranching empire was built on land that at the turn of the century was all owned by the Osage Nation. So how'd they get it? Listen to the award-winning podcast, In Trust, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.